Welcome to episode 28 of On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah, a podcast presented by ReformJudaism.org. Each week we reflect on more than 2,000 years of Jewish wisdom in just 10 minutes with modern-day commentary on the weekly Torah portion. Of course, we think there are plenty of ways to interpret Torah, and we want to hear what you think, so talk to us on Twitter. Our handle is at URJ, and like us at facebook.com/ReformJudaism. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Rabbi Rick Jacobs, the president of the Union for Reform Judaism, will teach us about Parshat Matot Maseh this week. He'll ask us how going on a journey can change you and awaken you to new experiences. And he'll ask how much more you can learn when you move instead of just staying put.
This week we conclude the fourth book of the Torah, the book of Numbers in Hebrew, Bamidbar. And we actually do it with two parshiot, two portions this week, Matot and Maseh. It is actually also the week when the weekly parshiot that we read in the diaspora link back up with the Land of Israel practice, because we've been actually a little bit out of sync due to the end of Pesach when we have an extra day in the diaspora. It's a little bit complicated, but what I love about this week is we actually are, as a Jewish community, all back focused on the same two parshiot. At the end of the book of Numbers, there's a bit of a summary. We've been literally journeying through the desert, journeying on our way to a better tomorrow, journeying towards a place, a hope, that place being the land of Israel, the promised land, a future that God has put before us. And amazingly, as the Jewish people make their way through the desert, it's been a transformative time. They've raised a new generation of people. They have certainly experienced many of the challenges of food and water and rivalries and underlying unity and the sacred rhythm, the quotidian rhythm of life, making the work of a sacred praying place and the sacred furniture part of this journey. I think of the summer, and many of us during our summer, we may not be in a desert. It's a little bit hot to journey in a desert in the summer. We may be with our family. We may be journeying to a summer camp or to a place far away. And there's such a powerful image given to us, especially in the second of the two parshiot this week, Maseh. Masa means a journey. And there's something universal about a religious journey. A religious journey is literally how we get from where we are to where we hope to be. And on the way, we discover everything. We discover that the journey is home. It's not actually just the thing that we do to get where we're trying to go. It's actually often where we discover who we are. I think of those, and I think of myself when I was at summer camp. I remember my parents said, we signed you up for Jewish summer camp, a wonderful UHC camp then, going back a few years. And I thought to myself, I said, why did you sign me up for Jewish summer camp? I don't want to go to Hebrew school in the summer. What are they going to do? They're going to sit us in a classroom and we're going to read books. But what I learned at summer camp, I know that many of us and many of our children and grandchildren have learned, which is that by actually leaving home, being in a new environment, making new friends and new connections, sometimes really helps us see who we are and what's most important to us. Sometimes when we're on a journey and we're a little bit sometimes lost or a little bit maybe discomforted by not being in our familiar surroundings, we actually discover very, very differently who we are. Remember when I went for my junior year abroad, I went to study at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem for a whole year. And I remember when I came home, everything was different. It wasn't the same home. It wasn't the same community. It wasn't the same school. And what was different, actually, was me. And that's because the journey awakened new questions and new possibilities. That's what our ancestors experienced in the desert. They experienced a quiet. They experienced a sense of where they were going. And there's a beautiful midrash from Midrash Rabbah from the book of Numbers. It says, one who does not make him or herself ownerless, open, like the wilderness, will be unable to acquire human wisdom or God's word. The word in Hebrew is hefkerut. When we go on a journey, we have to open ourselves to what will be. The food's going to be different, the accommodations are going to be different, and the scenery and the people will be different. But the Midrash, the comment on our book of Numbers, says that if we can open ourselves, we can discover an inner clarity that we would not have had if we just stayed put. So that sacred journey, every religious faith has a tale of journeys that help us go someplace, but sometimes that place is inward. And another one of our teachings says that every one of the stops of our ancestors in the wilderness on this journey mirror the stops of each one of our individual lives. So during this time of summer, I hope that you'll get a chance to maybe have some time off, not just to separate from the busyness of every day, but maybe literally to go on a journey. Could be just not very far away, could be very far away. But remember, when we go on journeys and we open ourselves to the possibility and to the encounters, it can be something that will transform us and distill our sense of who we are and where we're going. We're always on the way. That's the powerful thing about a spiritual journey. We never get to where we think we're going because it's always, always in front of us. There's always new things to discover, new people to meet, new commitments to make. So as we conclude this fourth book, we say in our tradition, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek. May each of us be strengthened, not only in our study, but in our journey. And as we learned earlier in the book of Numbers, can we be strengthened by that water, that well of Miriam that followed the Israelites when they didn't have water? There was a well that accompanied them. Can we find on this journey the sense of unity, the sense that we might be in different tribes, different parts of the Jewish community, but we can feel that sense of possibility? Can we learn from the wonderful non-Jewish sages and teachers within our Torah and tradition, as well as in our personal lives? And can we set our coordinates to journey forth, to journey far, and to journey deeply? Remember, as we conclude this book, the journey isn't a vacation, it isn't a trip. Journey is home.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah. If you liked what you heard today, and we hope you did, you can find new episodes each week at reformjudaism.org and on iTunes, where we would love for you to rate and review us. And you can visit reformjudaism.org to learn more about all aspects of Judaism, including rituals, culture, holidays, and more. On the other hand, 10 Minutes of Torah is a project of the Union for Reform Judaism, a leading voice in the discussion of modern Jewish life. Until next week, b'hitra'ot.